You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. On October 29th, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính chaired the National Online Conference to review the prevention and control of the COVID-19 epidemic of the National Steering Committee for COVID-19 Prevention and Control. Speaking at the conference, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính recommended evaluating the leadership and implementation at all levels in epidemic prevention and control, particularly focusing on identifying achieved results and limitations, sharing good practices, movements, and effective models in epidemic prevention and control to draw into experiences from there be better prepared to respond to public health emergencies. Deputy Prime Minister Trần Hồng Hà has just signed Resolution 174, repealing a number of resolutions on COVID-19 prevention and control issued by the government. The above resolution repeals all 9 resolutions issued from February 2021 to March 2022 related to the prevention and control of the COVID-19 epidemic, including the cost of medical isolation and epidemic prevention regime, procurement of anti-epidemic supplies and equipment, tax policies on imported goods to finance epidemic prevention and control. In addition, the government also partially repealed a number of resolutions related to supporting businesses in the context of COVID-19, policies on import tax, value-added tax, and corporate income tax when financing ventilators to prevent and combat the COVID-19 pandemic. This morning in Kansas City, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development organized a conference to promote investment in agriculture and rural areas in the Mekong Delta. The delegates analyzed and highlighted the picture of investment promotion in agriculture and rural areas in the Mekong Delta, focusing on high-quality fisheries, fruits and rice, existing problems and difficulties in the planting process, while proposing appropriate development orientations to promote investment attraction, expand the first cooperation relationship with domestic and foreign investors, giving the Mekong Delta region more motivation for development. On this occasion, delegates visited booths that promote and introduce the potentials and strengths of branches and cities in the Mekong Delta. Information on the shortage of blood and emergency blood products for patients at Kanthur Hematology Blood Transfusion Hospital. Kansas City People's Committee has signed and approved bid-in documents for 47 items out of a total of more than 300 items of supplies and equipment. These 47 items have changed prices during the construction of the tender, so they must be made into separate documents. Recently, the Female Affairs Board under the Party Committee block of central agencies in Ho Chi Minh City, in collaboration with Bình Thủy District, organized the handover of the RO water purifier system to Thới An Đông Junior Secondary School in Bình Thủy District. The total budget worth 80 million Việt Nam đồng is supported by Thác Mơ Hydro Power Trust Company under Power Generation Corporation No. 2. The Management Board of Phong Nha Kẻ Bàng National Park, Phong Nha Kẻ Bàng Tourism Center of Quảng Bình Province, he just organized a tourism promotion conference in Cantor with the theme Phong Nha Kẻ Bàng Kingdom of Case. 25 travel agencies from Cantor City and the Mekong Delta region were in attendance. The conference is an opportunity for the two localities to exchange and cooperate, thereby promoting the linkage promotion of tourism products between the central and western regions in the coming time. Bà Rịa Vũng Tàu Tourism Week 2023 will take place from November 17 to 23 at two locations, San Hô Xanh Biển Đông, Bãi Sao, Outback Beach, Vũng Tàu City and Hồ Tràm Beach Area, Xuyên Mộc District, with many tourism events to be held for the first time. Specifically, there are the Green Tourism Golf Tournament, with more than 100 players nationwide participating, night running with many new beautiful nightlife runs and paragliding models, food and beer spaces, Oak Fair check-in activities, marine sports activities, kite festivals, among others. And that's all for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.